జయ రాజా మాధవ కుంజా బిహారీ జయ రాజా మాధవ కుంజా బిహారీ జన్నపాలా గిరిపార దారి గొప్పి జన్నపాలా గిరిపార దారి యశోదనందన బ్రజ జన రాంజన యశోదనందన ప్రణ శమున తీరాబన చారి శమున పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకచార్య స్తోత్ర సత శ్రీ శ్రీమాది శ్రీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి ప్రభుపాదకి జాయ్ నాంత కౌత వైష్ణవ వృణకి జాయ్ నమాచార్య శ్రీ హరిదాస్ తకుర్కి జాయ్ ప్రేమ శ్రీ గౌ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిజానంద శ్రీ ద్వైత గదధార్ శ్రీ వసరి గౌర భక్త వృందకి జాయ్ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోపీనాథ శ్యామ కుంద రాధ కుంద గీ గోపజానికి జాయ్ బృందావన దమ్ కి జాయ్ మథుర దమ్ కి జాయ్ నవద్వీప్ దమ్ కి జాయ్ Bhakti Devi ki jai, Tulsi Devi ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Shri Guru Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we are reading today from Canto 10, Chapter 9, Text 3. This is a long verse. Do you have a music for this verse? Anybody knows? A music for that one, like a melody. Shoman pasa pritu kati tate vibrati sutra nadham. Putra sneha snuta kucha yugam jata kapam cha subruk. Rajva kasha shyama buja kalat chalat kankano kundalecha Shvinam vaktram kavara vigalam malati niyamamata That, you know, the assembled devotees take on. Please chant. Shakritu Kati Tate Brihati Sutanadham. Vashneha Shnutakucha Yugam Jata Kampam Cha Subru. Please, ladies. Putra Sneha Snuta Kucha Yugam Jata Kampam Cha Supu. Vajvakasha Shrama Bojak Chalat Kankano Kundalicha. Shmiram Kavakram Kavavikalam Malati Mamam Manta. Shaman Vashat Vrituk Vrati Tate Vribrati Sutar Nadham. Putra Sneha Snuta Kucha Yugam Jata Kampam Chasubhru. Rajva Kasha Shrama Bhuja Kala Kankano Kundalicha. Shrivam Bhaktam Pakabara Vigalam Malati Nirmamantam. Jai. It's a very long verse. Beautiful words. So let's get used to what these words mean, because you know it's very beautiful. I'm going to read the word for word. Shaman, saffron and yellow mixed. Vasaha, Mother Yashoda was wearing such a sari. Pritu Kati Tate. Surrounding her large hips. Vibrati, shaking. Sutra Nadham, bound with a belt. Putra Sneha Snuta, because of the intense love. Because they are, you know, eternal parents of Krishna, and the point is that when they express their desire, it was different from Devaki and Vasudeva. Devaki and Vasudeva, they express their desire they wanted to have a child like the Lord, so it was for their pleasure. So their bhakti was not so unalloyed, so pure. But Drona and Tara, their desire was that they're having, they wanted to facilitate the Lord coming. So the materially conditioned souls, the conditioned souls in the world, the suffering conditioned souls will benefit, will be engaged in devotional service. So that was the difference. It's just like Prahlad Maharaj's desire to just have everyone. So that pure bhakti, that pure desire that the Vaishnavas have is what made a difference, that, you know, Tara and Drona having, you know, their desire was to have Krishna, to have the Lord come through them, so as service. They wanted to perform service so the Lord would come and give devotional service to everybody. So the difference in consciousness. And Japataka Swami, when he was here giving class, he mentioned that about how we do Vaidhi Bhakti and how we do Raghunuga Bhakti, and how we're following the principles, following the order of the spiritual master. We chant the minimum and 16 rounds, and we offer our whatever we cook, and whatever we eat, and we worship the deities. So all this process of Shravanam, Kirtanam, and all the other ones, they are, you know, Vaidhi Bhakti. We follow the process given by the authorized acharyas, and that is that's Vaidhi Bhakti. Now, Mother Vegavati, she was telling me the other day about a story of this one devotee. Her name is Rasagya. She, in the winter time, in the winter months, she used to dress the deities at in the evening. So she used to put the pajamas, the PJs, in the dryer and warm them up before she took it to the deities to dress them. And when Srila individuality. Pardon? Can someone become Yashoda? No. Never.
So Brahman eternally exists, but they think they are Brahman. So Prabhupada put a very funny joke in second canto. Prabhupada put says, if you think you are Brahman, then you are impersonalist. If you act as a Brahman, like Mother Yashoda acting as a Brahman, then you are pure devotee. So it's a very interesting way Prabhupada put it.
If you act as Brahman,
if you go to Vrindavan right now, the Sahajiyas, why we condemn Sahajiya? They do the same thing as us, but we condemn. Because they will say, you are Lalita, you are peacock, like this devotee who was dancing as a peacock on the roof in Mayapur. And Prabhupada was walking with his devotees on the long building. And then some or other Prabhupada stopped and looked through the window, and he saw one of his disciples dancing, like acting like a peacock, something like jumping. So he knocked the door, and then he came out, and Prabhupada said, what are you doing? And he was embarrassed, he did not say. After a while, Harishwari Prabhu explained that he says, well, I went to Vrindavan, this Babaji said I was a peacock, and so I'm dancing. And Prabhupada was furious. He said that when you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra will reveal everything what your position in Vrindavan. It is not something imitation. And he was very furious. But this is what is still going on right now. Right now. Dhanudhar Maharaj was telling a lot of Russian devotees falling for it. They go there and they take the shelter of those Babajis and they think...
Yeah, it's a dangerous state of mind to think that you can become any Brijabasi. So to serve the Brijabasis is our mood.
And so our process is what? Prabhupada gave the second line after what he says, that we should follow in the assisting to Mother Yashoda.
Right. Jai. Thank you. Any other comment? Yes, Prabhu? Two of them there.
Yes, thank you, Mother, for a very nice class. I was reading the other day, Lord Kapila was instructing his mother, and he was talking about, in the third canto, he was talking about deity worship and the relationship. You know, okay, we're taking care of the deities, and the deities is Krishna. And also he was commenting about the relationships we should have with other devotees. And I really liked your comment about your wanting to be more, forgive me if I'm putting this wrong, more caring about the world. And so this is sort of Prabhupada, he created a family. And so he wanted us to be not just so concerned with our family, but the families around the world, and starting with his family that he created for us, we should be concerned with having good relationships with one another. And things.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah, that's the idea, is to care for devotees. Srila Prabhupada said there's no place for envy in ISKCON. So I thought that this line that he said is so poignant, because envy is a destroyer of relationships. So there's no place for it, because the heart is soft. You want the best for the next person. You want the best for your god brothers, for your god sisters, for your, you know, the community of devotees, and then you enlarge it. You just go out and you want the best for them. You want to be able to reach people and give Srila Prabhupada's books. You want to be able to go on Harinam, and so people will benefit by hearing. So the concern for the other living entities is something that we should have greed to, you know, really feel and live in that way.
Mother, just one more thing. This is one quick thing. You know, sometimes, like when Prabhu was giving the class the other day, he was talking about the book distribution and competition. So sometimes, you know, where we're devotees are sometimes competitive and things like that. Can you speak about a little bit about that?
Yeah, what is the intention behind? The intention behind is to be, you know, to spread out the message. It's all about the intention that you have in your heart. Like, you can be one day, you know, a devotee from here, I don't know if I should mention name, he said to me, I'm on my way to Vrindavan. Please bless me that my consciousness will be in Vrindavan while I'm there. Yeah, a person can be in a holy dham and be thinking about, you know, Florida, and thinking about America and whatever. So the consciousness that you do things. So the book distributors, if the book distributor is really into just the nitty-gritty material exchange of money and books, his consciousness, he's the one missing it. You know. So we need to help that person. The other ones that see that person is like that, so just talk to him, or, you know, preach to him. So that the association of devotees is very important, so we can purify those desires.
It's mentioning in the Bhagavatam and in the Krishna book that Jonah and Dara performed austerities for so many years, and someone can ask the question, well, if their mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj, why would they have to perform austerities? So actually in the Krishna book, I remember, I haven't read it for some time, but I remember that Srila Prabhupada said that a manifestation of Nanda and Yasoda entered into Jonah and Dara. So to me, that indicates that Jonah and Dara are not the original Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda. They, like a manifestation of Nanda and Yasoda, maybe some devotee can look into that to research.
I thought, They are. I think there was verse 49 at the last.
It's in the Krishna. I remember reading
it in the
Krishna book.
It's right here. They came as Jonantara as a pastime, so they can build up, you know, the appearance of Krishna, because Krishna is the what?
In Sanatan Goswami,
that Krishna Prem, the nature of Krishna Prem amongst the Nitya Siddhas are such a unique, astonishing, that they are completely 24 hours pleasing Krishna in every way, every possibility to their complete dedication. Yet, they always find there is unlimited room to go further. So Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, they have complete love. Their direct expansion of Swarup Shakti is not that they have to practice or anything. They do not need anything. They have complete love of Vatsala Rasa. They are the emblem, embodiment. Yet, they will feel, because it is the nature of Brajavasi's prem, that there is something more they can do. Mm-hmm.
That's a very good point.
So when Krishna desired to deliver the Alachua people, mm-hmm. he wants to come down to the material world, this is just my word, then the expansion of Nanda and Yashoda was Drona and Dara came as a Basu, one of the eight Basus.
Mm-hmm.
And then they meditated to Brahmaji, not for child of Supreme God, but they want love
mm-hmm.
for the Supreme Lord. So that's the very difference between Devaki and Vasudeva. Devaki and Vasudeva, like you said, they wanted a child like God. Mm-hmm. But Dronodara did not ask. They wanted Vatsala Prem for God,
mm-hmm.
which is very sweet. So when they asked that Brahmaji gave the blessing, and in that question arises that Brahmaji is looking for to become a dust of Vrindavan. How can he become a benefactor or giver of Vatsala Ras? He says, because Krishna, Brahmaji saw two symptoms. Oh, Drona and Dara are the expansion of eternal parents, so that means Lord is going to come very soon. He was excited to give the blessing. He doesn't have a power, but he was excited. He's seeing that Lord is going to come. And another one was for a devotee in this world, when they practice and they get greedy to serve the Lord in Vatsala Ras, how they are going to know what to do? So Drona Dara acting as a sadhak, like a ordinary soul, how they develop love for that.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of asking for son, ask for the love, Braja Bhav for this. So that's why many reasons why they have come. But their expansion of the Nandan.
Yes.
No, expansion. Living being can never become Drona and Dara or Nanda Yashoda. No living being can take that position. This is the Swarup Shakti expansion directly.
Give him the microphone.
The Sringa Brahmachari, Lord Chaitanya entered into him. And various things like that, or sometimes we read that sometimes we read that souls are an expansion of the Vishakha Devi and Prahlad Maharaj. My mind is like going, but Lord Chaitanya had long conversations with Ramananda Roy. So it says in there, for example, that Ramananda Roy is a Vishakha Devi and also Prahlad Maharaj. So, you know, it's not very easy to understand the difference, you know, whether these souls are the original personalities, or whether these personalities enter into them, or, you know, exactly how that works.
But when Ramakrishna Maharaj was here,
made this point very clear. I remember one lecture, he said, the Jiva Goswami
Ramapada
Swami from New York, that Srila Jiva Goswami Pad states, there are certain things called position, like Prishni Garba, Sutapa, Devaki, Vasudev, and Kashyapa Muni, Aditi. Those are here, some soul can enter there through their sadhana, by the mercy of their guru, to act as a mother, to want to be mother. But Nanda and Yashoda is a permanent position, it's not possible by any jiva to ever enter. It is not possible.
That's why when Jatari asked about, to join, to become, you can't become Anicca Siddha. Yeah. Jai. Anything else? All glories to Srila Prabhupada.